Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. New population data is highlighting a growing contrast between neighboring counties here in Northwest Georgia. According to a report from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga Center for Regional Economic Research, Walker County is seeing the strongest influx of new residents in the region, posting a 5.6% domestic migration rate. Walker County's population has grown by nearly 4% since 2020. Dade County is the only county in Northwest Georgia to report a population decline during that same period. Meanwhile, the greater Chattanooga metropolitan area continues to expand, adding more than 31,000 residents since 2020, with most of that growth coming from people moving in from other parts of the country. Experts say the trend could present opportunities for Dade County, as growth in surrounding areas may create demand for housing, jobs, and development across the region. Freshman Congressman Clay Fuller has announced he is co-sponsoring the Save America Act as his first piece of legislation on his first day in office. Fuller says the move fulfills a campaign promise and reflects his focus on election security. In a statement, he said working with the president to safeguard elections is a top priority. According to Fuller, the proposed legislation is aimed at strengthening election integrity and restoring public confidence in the voting process. Supporters say the bill would require proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote, mandate photo identification for voters, and require states to maintain accurate voter rolls. The measure also proposes changes in certain mail-in and online registration practices, along with penalties for election officials who knowingly register ineligible individuals. The bill has been introduced in Congress and would need approval from both the House and Senate before moving on. A North Alabama prosecutor says a gap in state law uncovered during a courtroom case has now been fixed, leading to stronger protections for children. Marshall County District Attorney Jennifer Bray said her office identified the issue last year while prosecuting a convicted sex offender with multiple prior child sex abuse convictions from another state. Bray said under the previous law, only one of those out-of-state convictions could be considered during sentencing in Alabama. As a result, the defendant received a shorter prison sentence than prosecutors believed was appropriate for his criminal history. The district attorney's office worked alongside state lawmakers to address the issue, drafting legislation to close the gap. The measure was approved during this year's legislative session. Bray said the change will have significant impact on future cases. A fun, family-friendly event is coming up this week in Dade County for a great cause. Dade First Family Connection will host the Blue Ribbon Glow Run coming up on Friday at Dade County High School's track, raising awareness for the prevention of child abuse and neglect. Gates open at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, with the race getting underway at 9. Participants can run, walk, or even crawl the one-mile course, with all ages and fitness levels welcome. The first 500 registered participants will receive a free T-shirt, and Kona Ice will be on site with refreshments available for purchase. You can register online at runsignup.com or support the cause with a T-shirt donation through Venmo. Come out, glow bright, and support an important cause here in our community tomorrow evening at Dade County High School. The Braves are off today. It's a travel day, headed to Philadelphia for three over the weekend. First game in that three-game weekend series is tomorrow night. First pitch at 6:40, airtime tomorrow night, 5:25 here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.